The thing that doesn't work and that which generates suffering is complaining mentally about the situation, about a situation that you can do nothing about right now. Complaining mentally or complaining also to others, anybody who is prepared to listen to you, you can complain about the situation. And if you observe closely, you see that something in you likes that. Something in you feels strengthened by the complaining, and that's the false sense of self. Whenever you complain, it strengthens the false me, because you are right. The complainer is always right. When is tolerance enabling and or masochism? You may remember we talked about yes to what is not always a yes on the verbal external level. It's an inner attitude, an inner state that you bring to the situation. And out of that inner state of openness and alert attention, which goes with the yes to what is, alert attention, which is intelligence, out of that the right response comes for that situation. And the right response for that situation is not necessarily the word yes, or yes, go ahead. Yes, hit me over the head. Is not necessarily what comes out of your mouth. Out of that, it's quite possible that the word no comes out of your mouth. No. That's not right. That's not it. I'm not going there. So it's be careful not to mistake that state of, because the yes to what is a state of consciousness. It's not the literal, sometimes it is, but it's not always a literal yes that you agree with whatever somebody is doing. Somebody may be at this moment committing an act of violence, and it is within your field of possibility to do something about it. And then you will see the situation, and you will act, perhaps to stop what's happening. Nobody can predict what you will do out of presence. But it will be right. So there is great strength in the yes to what is. Very great strength.